If you're planning to go somewhere exotic for your summer holiday, you'll want to make sure everything's in order. Issues with passports or visas can certainly ruin a trip. To talk about being prepared for any eventuality, Russell Hannon's with me. Russell's a travel expert and author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. And he joins me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Look at you're all prepared for this. You've got everything set out. You're a planner, aren't you? That's the way you work. Have you ever had a travel disaster while you were away?
More than I can recount right now, but I'll share one story with you, actually. Just a simple scenario that could happen to anyone, where I was in Las Vegas just ordering a drink, had my wallet in my hand, placed my hand on the bar when I was distracted for just 2 split seconds, turned around. When I came back around, the wallet was gone, just like that.
Yeah.
And anytime that happens, you got 2 problems, is access to money and then access to identification to get home. And I'm thanking my lucky stars that I always travel with 2 credit cards and always leave one in my suitcase, which I had at that time. Now, it's particularly important if you're traveling alone, if you're with friends or family, you've got someone to help you financially. And now for identification, fortunately, this was before you had to have a passport to travel between the United States and Canada. But the lesson learned from that is had that not been the case, I wouldn't have been able to use actually a photocopy of my passport someone actually sent to me. And amazingly, the airline and customs accepted that at the time. You wouldn't be able to do that today, meaning you have to go to the nearest Canadian embassy. And why it's important to have a photocopy of your passport, main page, and any visas so that you can somewhat substantiate who you are when you arrive at that embassy.
The 2 credit card idea seems to make good sense. Now, most people know to check their passport's expiry date, but can it be rejected for any other reason?
Well, you'll be surprised to know, actually, some countries can and do reject passports that aren't valid for at least 6 months beyond the expected duration of your visit. Now, this varies by country. Some just care that it's valid while you're visiting, but knowing that you could have a passport in your back pocket that expires January 10th of 2018, and that could be considered invalid by some countries. So it's important that you know that beforehand and perhaps consider renewing your passport 6 months before it expires.
And I think you still have to sign your passport. I think they're that picky about these things, aren't they? Is there a place to sign in there? I can't remember anymore.
Yes, there is,
see,
actually.
You
yes,
just
yes.
Had to check. See, there it is right there.
Now, you do that beforehand, and they actually print and impose
now.
It in there.
That's right. So if you're leaving in 2 weeks and you just now realize your passport has less than 6 months till it expires. Is there anything you can do?
Well, you need to go to the nearest passport office. You need to ask to have your passport renewal expedited. And you can have a 24-hour turnaround period for a $110 fee on top of the renewal. Or you can have a turnaround of 2 to 9 days for $50. Now, Service Canada, which manages the passport program, says they can't always guarantee those expedited timeframes because of security checks and verifications they have to do. But that's your last option or resort if you're leaving in 2 weeks and need to renew your passport.
Most people never fill their passports. They'll get a stamp or two. That's about it. But if you travel a lot, or if you go to some countries where they really go to town,
yes,
do you have to make sure you've got passport space?
Well, you know what? A common complaint actually with the 10-year Canadian passport is it comes with the same number of pages as the 5-year passport, which is 36 pages. Of those, only 29 are available for stamping. So when you consider that, is sometimes you can run out of room, especially if you're traveling a lot and you have the 10-year passport. Now, something I learned of, I was speaking in New York where I learned that Americans actually can apply for a duplicate passport in certain cases. So I came back to Canada and checked with the passport program to see if Canadians can get a duplicate passport. And their response was, quote, duplicate passports are not normally issued, other than for visitors to Israel and Arab countries. However, in unusual circumstances, when authorized, the restriction can be waived and duplicate passports issued. So really, in other words, what it means is you have to state a case. And you may have heard of cases where train operators in Europe will actually take possession of your passport while you're on the train. Some employers in Arab countries will hang on to the passport of expats while they're in the country on assignment. So those could be cases where you could request that. But that said, you should know that it's actually illegal for foreign authorities to require that you hand over your passport. They can't take it in possession. And if anyone insists otherwise, you should refer them to a Canadian embassy as opposed to handing it over.
I know travelers, low-budget travelers, who get stuck with people. If you're just staying at a cheap place, they say, well, we'll take your passport just to make sure you don't dine and dash, or essentially the equivalent of that. Yeah, and it's not legal to do that, so you always got the right to say no.
Yes.
Though you might not be able to stay there. You decide. Can you be kicked off a flight or refuse to enter if you don't have blank pages, though?
Now, I've heard of cases where that has happened. Global Affairs actually said that it's every country's right to exercise their own discretion as to who they let into the country for any reason. And that can include the scenario that you had mentioned. So that said, there are some cases where I have heard that can happen. And I checked with the passport program, and they said, quote, that passport holders are responsible for renewing their passport if it doesn't have sufficient blank pages for an upcoming trip. But the problem with their response is that they never defined what's universally accepted as sufficient pages.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned, and you just ran over, but it's a real thing. If you travel to the Middle East, there are hot spots where countries don't get along, obviously. Mm-hmm. Duplicate passports, one way to go. Can custom officials actually deny you entry because of where you've been? You've run into that?
Well, you know what? That can be for any reason, not myself personally, but I have heard of others who have run into that. Mm-hmm. Now, you can actually request, in some cases, to have a stamp put on a separate piece of paper or the duplicate passport, as we discussed. But before you ever ask customs to stamp a separate piece of paper, you should first check with the embassy of that country to see if they offer that. Some countries are sensitive to that if you are visiting multiple countries and some don't get along with one another. So that is an option as well.
Yeah, and that does happen. Now, what about Europe? What's the most common mistake people make when traveling through Europe?
Well, you know what I would say is connecting through the UK if it's not your final destination for two reasons. One is the UK has the highest air passenger tax of any of the EU countries. So if you're connecting through there as opposed to Frankfurt, Paris, or Amsterdam, you're going to be paying a lot more just to connect through that country. Second is if you connect in the UK, you're going to have to not only go through customs when you're connecting in the UK, but go through customs again when you get to your final destination in Europe. And that's because the UK is not part of the Schengen area, which is a collection of countries, right, mostly EU countries, but not exclusively countries that are part of the Schengen area, where they manage the border on the external boundaries. And once you're in, you can travel within those countries without going through customs.
So the short answer is avoid Heathrow if you can.
Yes.
Okay. Any other innocent mistakes people should be aware of?
Well, something, if you're taking medication for pain, perhaps opioids. Some drugs like Oxycontin are actually illegal narcotics in some countries. So something to look into if you are taking opioids.
All right. Things to think about. Russell, thanks for this.
Thank you for having me.
That's Russell Hannon. He's the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less.